Filter.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yep.
And
so far, we're still on the air.
Yeah, and with good reason, because we're the most fabulous thing you can do on Saturday night, right after Follow Your Faith. But well, right after Follow Your Faith...
I don't even know what that is, but...
Well, the people who do know get it, so we're only worried about them.
Oh. Way to exclude most of our listening audience, Steve.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Is there a program on somewhere called Follow Your Faith?
No.
Oh, you're just talking about people following their own faith.
Right.
Oh.
Right. So you took it from that literal techno, radio, dorky, geeky guy?
I'm sorry. I speak English.
Right.
I didn't grow up in Massapequa.
Are you saying that people in Massapequa don't all speak English? Anyway, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And right after Following Your Faith tonight, the second best thing you can do is listen to this here radio program.
Now, see, in English grammar, you just changed what you said,
and
it made entirely more sense the second time. You said the second most important thing besides following your faith.
Kevin,
it clarified it for me. But before you were like, the second most important thing after follow your faith. I'm like, is that Governor Huckabee's new show? Do I not know about something that is?
You know how there's like
on somewhere
99% of people that are one thing and the 1% that are another. I speak to the 99% of our listeners that are just regular Joe intellectuals like me.
No.
And you speak to that 1% of uber super smart people.
I'm sorry. I don't think you're uber super smart because you know the difference in a dangling participle and one that's not.
I think you do, actually.
I don't think so.
I really think that's a huge difference.
Subject-verb agreement at some point in time was required understanding.
We're going way off the charts here.
Third or fourth, fifth grade, sixth grade English level.
Okay, I'm going to have fun now.
Did you graduate junior high? I'm curious.
888-340-3373.
What grade did you get in sixth grade English?
I'm given a copy of one of Kevin's books.
No, you're not, because you don't own any.
I'll buy one off of Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving one of Kevin's books away tonight to the first person that can call into the program, 888-340-3373, and give an accurate definition of the meaning dangling participle. Dangling participle. And you have to spell participle to boot. Okay?
Why do you always pick things that you didn't actually excel in? Like
340-3373. 888-340-3373. First person that calls in, they can explain what it means and spell just not even dangling, just participle.
Yeah.
You get a free copy of Kevin's
book. How about subject and verb agreement? Or can we agree that verbs need to match? See, this used to be required stuff for basic elementary education. And now you're acting like
actors.
I'm some sort of nerd.
Not for actors.
And you're acting like I'm some sort of nerd because
Kevin,
I know how to
let me explain something.
Reasonably speak the English language.
For 25 years when I worked making movies in Hollywood, you were the guy on the set that had that information for me when I needed it.
No.
That's all.
I'm the guy that fired you from the movies you walked away from. Baldwin's out! I can't take him anymore! Off the set! Now!
He's out!
Get security!
All right. But thank goodness on every one of those situations I had something called a pay or play contract.
There you go. Then you got the wallet, the fat wallet anyway.
This is Baldwin McCullough
Live. Speaking of days gone by.
Yeah. This is Baldwin McCullough Live.
What would you do if you had all your actor money back? Like all the money that you blew pre-Jesus in your acting days.
Right.
You made good coin for your films.
I made a lot of money.
Yeah. What would you do if you had all that back?
Well, here's what I believe. I believe I'm going to make 10 times more than that in the next 15 years.
Right.
Just because God...
I'm not asking you to predict your future.
If you
had
the answer.
That money back now, what would you do with it?
All in one amount? I made it over 25 years, so all in one fell swoop.
Yeah, if it all came back to you tomorrow.
What would I do with it?
Yeah.
I'd buy you a present. Number one. And then I would do ministry.
All right, let's go to the phones. Line one. James in Reno, listening to KKFT 99.1.
I got a question for James.
FM Talk. Yes, James. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live, by the way, James. James, are you there? You got to unmute the phone channel. Did you click him on? Okay, just put him on hold. He's gone. Okay. James, call right back. We're having trouble with our system, and I was going to explain this. Our operations director for Extreme Media, Ivan Quinones, has been in the hospital since Wednesday. And if you people are people of prayer, or as Stephen likes to say, if you watch the show, follow your faith, Ivan could use some prayer tonight. He had his gallbladder removed, and they were supposed to reduce the white cell count in the system, and instead it has gone up. So everything that they thought removing the gallbladder would do has not worked. So he's hurting, and we need him. So he's a good guy. So anyway, James, call back. We'll get you back on. We're working on it. 888-340-3373. So, yes, back to the philosophical question. If Stephen Baldwin had all of his movie money back from the day in one fell swoop, what would you do with it? What would you do with it?
Well, the first thing I'd do is pay whatever required taxation.
Amen and hallelujah.
Number one.
We pay our taxes.
That would be the first thing I'd do. Then I would probably delegate after that 10% to the Lord. That's just me.
Yeah.
Now there's different.
When you dedicate it to the Lord, what are you doing? Are you giving it to your church? Are you going to give it to?
Well, that's
you
gonna feed
orphans
other,
or
that's
what?
That's a whole other conversation.
No.
Because I have some interesting and abstract ways of doing that.
Yeah.
But I understand now that those ways can be just as valid.
See, you give answers like that to make people sit there and go, well, what does he mean by that?
Well, I don't mean like...
Is he running a tax shelter on his charitable giving? What is he doing? What's Baldwin doing? Is he rigging the system?
No, no, no. No, and I don't mean, I'm going to go out and take 10%.
You're obfuscating.
I'm not going to go out and take 10% of that money and, like, spend it on buying lotto tickets. No, I don't mean that.
I'm going to give it to the Stephen Baldwin Foundation.
I just mean in the tithing 10%
thing, right.
You should do it traditionally to your church. And then maybe other churches that have blessed you. Like, in other words, I do a lot of listening to sermons online.
So you give to pastors that you get stuff from.
That I feel have blessed me in the spirit. So tithe to them and blah, 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 blah. And then other stuff. Yeah. But what would I do with it? My goodness, I'd probably consult you on...
And I would tell you, give a big fat chunk of it and feed hungry kids.
Right.
And then I would say...
give the rest of it to DoGood.com?
Well, that's one way that we would feed hungry kids. By the way, Do Good Christmas is here, friends. And if you're listening, we are trying to feed an additional 5,000 orphans at Christmas time this year. We have fed nearly that many since the beginning of... do we have two Jameses on the line? This is really interesting. Are there two lines lit up? Okay, let's go to line one and talk to James, who's calling from Phoenix, it appears.
But the first guy was from Reno.
Yeah.
There
are multiple Jameses that want
to
weigh in.
Are they both going to get a copy of your book? Thank you for being so charitable, Kevin.
Line one, James. You click him on air. Okay, Stephen, you talk. I'm going to go try to figure out the phone.
Sure. So, anyway, Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373 is the number. And if I had all the money I made making movies in 25 years, what would I do with that? Well, I'm married 23 years, so I'd have to do something nice for the wife. And then I have two teenage daughters, so I'd probably have to do something to let them go shopping.
See if you got James there.
Hey, James, you on the air? All right, we're still looking for James. And, again, guys, thanks for your patience. We're just having some...
Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, the media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses, and every time you pay them your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it cleancreditbiz.com. Cleancreditbiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, cleancreditbiz.com or 888-340-3373 and press 2. Cleancreditbiz.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305
or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new
KMC. There we go. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. A little sound of the season, a little Tony Bennett.
Yeah!
He gets kind of happy when you hear Tony.
It's my guy.
Walking in the winter wonderland. Why, is he from Massapequa?
I've met Tony.
Does he also... wow. Are you name dropping now?
Yeah. See, Tony...
Are you impressed with your own impressiveness?
Tony's so legendary that, like, I don't care that you're saying, are you name dropping? Like, he's so big. Like, there's God, the Almighty.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a couple of people. And, you know, then there's Tony.
Hey, line two, James in Reno. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hey, can you guys?
Yeah, we got you now,
brother.
We got
you, buddy.
Welcome.
Yeah.
So,
again, I got just had some little technical difficulties there, man.
It wasn't on your end. It was on our end. We got it all fixed, though.
Oh.
So you wanted to correct us on the grammar that Stephen was speaking earlier. Is that why you're calling?
Well, I didn't know what your topic was tonight, but I figured I'd chime in because I enjoy your show.
Our repartee.
And I thought that I'd say that I knew what a dangling participle was like if you put the word at the end of a sentence.
Huh.
Is that correct?
That's a very good illustration of it. Yes, I believe you're 100% correct. At.
So wait a second. Hang on, homie, because I'm...
James, you just blew Steven's mind.
Is that like the at, like when you go to Steven's like...
mind?
Like when you go to... when you go to...
Did you hear the cynicism you just asked that with? Blue Stevens' mind?
That's not nice. Huh? James. James. James.
Now you owe him a copy of my book. That'll be $22.95,
please. No.
Yeah, you do.
Hold on a second.
I got to spell participle first.
Ah! Ha!
All right. Spell it.
Okay, I'll try. P-A-R-T-A-C-I-B-L-E. Unless there's an I in there.
A C I B L E, he said.
No, he got it wrong.
See, he's a 99%er, just like me. Told you.
I want a book.
Yeah, I'm sorry, James. He's only buying it for you if you I don't know, succumb to his impressiveness.
And James,
you could have done
what I would. Thanks, James. But he could have done what
thanks,
I would have done, which is Google how you spell it. But he was honest.
He was. So I appreciate that.
We got another guy?
No. They're gone.
Okay. Well, then the offer still stands, 888-340-3373. Anybody who calls in, 888-340-3373, that can explain.
First person to explain a participle and spell the word participle
properly. A dangling participle.
You don't think they know how to spell dangling?
No. Is there a difference between a participle and a dangling participle?
Yes.
There's
yes.
a difference between the two.
Yes, yes.
I need them to explain a dangling participle and spell participle.
It's the education of Stephen Baldwin on Baldwin McCullough Live tonight. Who needs college when I can just ask my audience to teach me stuff I should have learned in sixth grade?
Not sixth grade. You don't learn a dangling participle in sixth grade. Even I know that, Kevin.
Mm.
Okay, maybe you do now.
I'm asking the Google, what grade...
I mean, see, that's the thing you know.
Do
notice,
you
yeah.
learn about?
See, I'm only the genius that I am today.
Dangling participles.
Because I ask the Google. See, that's all you need. What grade? What grade
I'm
is it say?
It up. I'm
what does it,
up. It
say? Huh?
This first article doesn't
listening
say.
To Baldwin McCullough.
Yeah, this is stimulating stuff. I'm telling you. Well, but I'm sure that half the people are there going. At least they're not talking about Obama.
Right. Amen, which is our new thing this year.
Which, did you notice, I had Huckabee on in the studio before you came in, and, like, he didn't do any politics.
Good.
Like, I think the whole world
everybody's
is like...
Everybody's over it.
They're so depressed, and they're like...
No, they're not depressed. Like me, they just understand now that the president won, and... you know, he's going to just show us now that he's right, and he's going to do all the stuff he said he was going
to
do.
Let's go back to the phones, because James, another James, is calling from Phoenix.
No.
James, line one, James, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, all right. Goodness, it's another James.
See, when I named my son James, I knew that I was naming them after smart people. James, don't let me down here.
Oh, no. Okay, so first, you want to know how to spell participle?
Sure.
It is P-A-R-T-I-C-I-P-L-E-S.
Oh, you got half of it down. So now all you got to do is all explain right. it to Stephen in a way that he can
and
comprehend.
And that's a hard
it.
Spelling.
And that may be
participle.
That may be too much to ask anybody to be able to do, to explain it in such a way that Stephen would totally comprehend it. But
right.
give it your best shot.
I have faith in him.
Well...
All right,
well, that makes one of us.
Yeah, then you got a lot of faith, son.
Okay, dangling participle, go.
All right, so you have like a verb like swim or run. That's a verb that describes something you do. That's a verb. To turn it into a participle, you turn that verb into an adjective by adding like an ing to the end. So instead of run or swim like a verb, you make it running or swimming, and it describes somebody. So then it turns it into a verb or into an adjective because it's describing someone. So when you put something like swimming or running or hiking into a sentence and you put it into a phrase like riding the bike or hiking the trail, you don't have a subject in the sentence yet. So if you don't put a subject in the sentence to say who is hiking the trail, that makes it a dangling participle.
Well, according to what you just described, James, the most precise way we could describe it is to dangling the participle.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Dangle would be the verb. Dangling would be turning it into an adjective. And without a subject in the sentence, dangling the participle, I just dangled the participle.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Like
actually, you I don't know. Steven's looking at me like he doesn't get it, but I might for the first time have a better understanding of it now than I ever did before. So
give him a book.
Well,
he earned it.
You volunteered to purchase it from me for $22.95.
No, I didn't.
So, yes, you did. You said you were going to buy.
James,
no, because you expected in your entitlement mindset.
Have you ever given my book away free on this program?
Never. I've never given one thing of yours away to free to anyone.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Who?
Multiple people.
Who?
Hey, James?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm still here.
Thanks for the call, brother. I really still don't know what
now,
the heck
hold on,
you're
James.
About.
Hold on. Andrea's going to get your address so we can send you the book.
Well, we need more guys like you reading Kevin's book. Do you know Kevin's book?
I've heard of it, and I've listened to the show a couple of times. I'm a little familiar with McCullough.
It's very, very informative. So
now he's just being nice.
And I hope you'll enjoy it.
Thank you, James. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Andrea, get his address. Thanks. So, okay. You put him on hold? Yeah. Don't disconnect and put him on hold. I don't want to lose him. So we weren't going to talk about any of this tonight.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about Christmas and relatives and arguments when we come back. Stay here.
That's a good one.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Baldwin McCullough Live, live from New York every Saturday night. Thank you for being here. Yeah, we got the Christmas music rolling in. It's after Thanksgiving. It's supposed to be, right? 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough is my name. That guy is the actor Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah, baby.
And he's been educated. He knows dangling participles now, so that's all well and good. 60 million children are going to go to bed tonight. They don't have mommies or daddies, and they're going to go to bed hungry. Most of them will have not eaten in 72 hours. And this holiday season, as you gathered around your table this last week and as you plan to around the Christmas season, where will these children be? $92 will feed them this Christmas and for the entire year to follow. That's 25 cents a meal. And it includes vitamins, probiotics, enzymes, everything necessary for children who are malnourished to begin to heal, not just to be fed. 800-503-1948 is the number, 1-800-503-1948. Every 90 seconds, another orphan dies, but this Christmas, you can give them the gift of life. That means in the course of this show tonight, 80 orphans will die. That's what that means. 90 seconds, another one dies. 80 children will die in the course of this radio show tonight. This Christmas, you can give them the gift of life. Get over to dogood.com. That's dogood.com, dogood.com, 800-503-1948 by phone. Save a child this Christmas, dogood.com. And not a bad way to start your holiday season. A lot of people did shopping this weekend. What they need to do is set aside an additional $92 and feed a child.
For a year.
And, yeah, 25 cents a meal. It's a
That's
powerful
awesome.
Thing. Okay, so Stephen, I know that you come from a long line of interesting holiday discussions and family memories.
Oh, buddy.
You and the boys got in trouble back in the day when you were little around the holiday table, I'm pretty sure.
Let's just say, you know, now on the Disney Channel, when you see that TV movie depicted of, like, the one child opening the Christmas gift and the other child being jealous and, like, doing something in retaliation, like, just take that to some, like, incredibly ridiculous, absurd place of your imagination of, like, you know, like my brother used to take a dart from the game of darts and know people, not throw it at the gift, he'd throw it at my chest, which wasn't good.
This was Billy that did this.
No, Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel would do that. And then I'd cry, and then...
And Alec would sit over there. No, Alec would have thought of telling Daniel to go do this.
No.
Daniel would have done it, he would have hit you, and Billy would be in the other corner laughing
right
at the two of them doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Steven.
Yeah.
You were always the little runt that got picked on.
Of course.
I mean, you are the little runt.
And I never deserved
it. You're the only brother that didn't grow over 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Did you ever?
I was malnourished because they ate all the food and I didn't.
That's probably true.
It's very true.
That's probably true.
Completely true.
Okay, so having said that, you know, holiday dinners, they can get pretty intense. And tonight, friends, wherever you're listening, I want you to see yourself in this story. 800-340-3373. An Annapolis woman in Maryland is behind bars tonight, charged with stabbing a relative during Thanksgiving dinner. It happened around Thursday at 9:30 in the evening. But evidently what happened was they got started on the conversation around lunchtime. And it just kept, like, the seed just kept getting sown all day long. And so at 9:30, police say 27-year-old Shanika Alsup stabbed her brother, 23-year-old Deontay Wallace. I never understood siblings that have all these different last names. That's probably where we could start looking to see what some of the problem is in this.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, 27-year-old Shaniqua stabbed 23-year-old Deontay in the neck with the serving fork. And this isn't the fork by your plate. You know the big fat fork with, like, the little things that curl out at the end to cut the turkey with? You know that fork?
Or the one that has, like, the 4 or 5 inch long. I use the big long kind of prong.
No, that's a prong. The fork is the one that has the it's a huge fork.
But it's not like a normal fork.
No, it's a huge fork.
So why, when we were talking about this earlier, I said, you know, oh my gosh, because, like, the little, like, a normal eating fork would do some damage, but not as bad as the fork you're talking about. And you said, oh no, like a normal fork would be bad too. No, this fork you're talking about could, like, rip someone's throat open.
Well, okay, having said all of that, I don't think stabbing anyone in the neck with a fork is ever a sign of affection.
Of any kind. I gotcha.
So I have a couple of questions about this, but we got to take a break. 888-340-3373. Here's the main thing I want to know. Why can't we just say, I don't agree, and let the conversation end there? They started this argument at 12 in the afternoon, and at 9:30 at night, Shaniqua goes, yeah, to Deontay. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Consolidation. What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.
KirkElliott.com. KirkElliottPhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You may know me from talk radio or from my stints on Fox News, but today I want to let you in on a secret. How much was your last energy bill? I asked my lovely bride not long ago. We're paying $300 a month for our electric and natural gas, and we're on the budget program. See, at the end of the year, we got another bill for another $600 for our use of energy resources. If that's too much for you, and it was for me, then do what I did and call my friend Stuart Lynn. Stuart can help you save 20 to 40% off your energy supplies. And beyond that, he's helped some people get their energy for free. That's right. No cost to you whatsoever. And still others, he's figured out ways to help them make money off of using their electricity and natural gas. Want more information? Call Stu. 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. Online at StuLynn.com or call 877-532-1821. That's 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us from New York. I wasn't going to let Steven take that one, but you weren't ready.
I was on the phone.
Right. Of course you were. It's only showtime. Okay, a lot of you listening want to look young, except that you can't if you've got yellow-stained teeth. Ask Steven. He has really bad yellow-stained teeth. And people say, you don't look as young as you used to. I heard him say that just the other day.
My own children.
Yeah. Steven has tried, so have I, a lot of products. Because we drink coffee, tea. Actually, tonight he's got some sort of red mixed substance in that and red vitamin water.
Red,
well, no, it's a water bottle, but
substance.
I'm pretty sure that Poland Spring doesn't make red water. So
like I'm drinking some kind of, like, you know, kryptonite solution from an alien galaxy.
Of course you are.
Hey, can I make a really important announcement?
No, I'm trying to honor our
really important
our sponsor.
It has
here.
To do with this.
Well, do it after I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah. So, for those of you that get stains on your teeth and you don't want to look old or tired or something other than young, because yellow stained teeth won't let you look young, then you want to try Power Swabs. Now, I don't like the whitening strips in the trays. In fact, when I was really young in my media career and I was starting to do TV and stuff, I did the strips for a while and my teeth hurt endlessly. And I just gave up. But we found that Power Swabs is the only whitening system that uses a tooth detergent. And it's vegetable-based, so it's totally healthy. I mean, it doesn't have any adverse health effects. And it removes stains off your teeth because you're using a little Q-tip swab. You're using a swab, and you're lifting the stains off your teeth. They stay whiter longer, and the best part, Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. Just swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Like, and unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as bonding, veneers, caps, and crowns. Get it risk-free. Dial 800-867-2176. That's 800-867-2176. And if you call right now, you're going to get a free month supply of mouthwash and toothpaste with it, and they're going to take 40% off the cost of the Power Swabs. 800-867-2176. 800-867-2176. Yes, sir.
And they work really great.
Yeah. You've been using them.
They really work well. Yeah. Like, for real. Yeah. And in 5 minutes.
5 minutes. I say this. Two swabs, 2 minutes each, two shades wider.
You know, you and I get lots of opportunities regarding this program to market companies and promote companies,
right,
and all kinds of good stuff. I don't even know who's listening. I don't care if, say, the gentleman's name that's the inventor of Power Swabs. I don't say
Mr. Ginniger.
Right. I don't say that.
Dr. Ginniger.
I would have messed that up. Like
the
dangling
dentist.
Participle, I would have messed that up.
Oh, that's...
But Dr. Ginniger, I don't care if he's even listening right now. He needs to know that you and I, well, kind of, sort of, me too, behind the scenes I am actively pursuing wonderful things for this product on my own. I'm whispering to people that I know that are very influential people about how we can get the word out.
Simply because you love it so much.
Straight up, dead honest, no fooling around. It really works. I think it's a very special product.
Yeah. All right. We'll get 40% off, get a free month supply of toothpaste and mouthwash that are made to accompany the Power Swabs when you call 800-867-2176, 800-867-2176. Call right now. Okay, so 888-340-3373 is our number, 888-340-3373.
So segueing from that.
Yeah, back to the holiday dinner.
Stabbed in the neck with a fork. Yeah.
27-year-old Shaniqua stabs her brother, 23-year-old Deontay, in the neck with a serving fork. Now, Deontay was transported to a medical center with non-life-threatening injuries. So we're all thankful tonight that he's not going to die, because Shaniqua, his sister, stabbed him in the neck with a fork. But she is charged with first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and reckless endangerment.
Is that all?
That's the best they could do?
Yeah.
What if she... Don't you have a vein in your neck?
Your jugular vein.
That if you...
Yeah.
If you...
It's...
Like, if you stab that,
see,
like, it's
all
over?
In my education, I don't know dangling participle, but I know the name of the vein that if I got stabbed there, I could bleed to death. See, I know that.
Well, she's facing first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and reckless endangerment, and she's being held at the detention center on $1 million bond. $1 million to get out.
Wow.
So here's what I want to know. Put yourself, I don't care who you are listening to this tonight, you've had bad conversations go down at holiday dinner parties. I know you have, because I've had them. Steven's had them. Everybody's had them. Okay. But you didn't end up stabbing your brother in the neck from them.
With a turkey fork.
Like, what is the, what's changed now? And this goes into the Black Friday, all the stories of all the people being trampled on and killed and dead.
Again?
There's tons of them. The Drudge Report was filled with headlines yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Detailing all these people getting tramped, going through the stores. What has happened to the human race? 888-340-3373. I got to know. I need to know the answer to this question, friends, because it's getting to the point where I just want to dig a bunker in my backyard.
Let's do it!
Grow my own food.
Yeah!
And burn down the rest of the world.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
Because I don't trust them.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
But see, this woman, it's his sister. She's the big sister. She's 27, he's 23.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he was saying. Maybe he was lipping off. Maybe he was like, well, you ain't as cute as you used to be. No wonder you can't get a date. And she's like, ah!
Bah! Yeah.
But somewhere along the line, having arguments at holidays didn't mean that you stabbed each other in the neck.
With a turkey fork.
So Okay, so put yourself in their shoes. Here's what I want to know. Does Deontay ever let Aunt Shaniqua babysit the kids?
In the future.
In the future? Does Shaniqua ever get to come to another family event without a restraining order in place? Like, if you're in this family today, and I mean, like, put yourself in that, how would you fix this? How would you change this in the days to come? 888-340.
We have some interesting calls on the whole.
Yeah, well, we're getting to them. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. So, and I see Heather's call. Heather, hold on, because your story's going to take longer than just a few seconds to tell. So hold on. We're going to get to Heather's call right out of the break. 888-340-3373. But what has happened to the fact that we no longer can survive a holiday dinner without stabbing somebody because they don't agree with us about something? I don't care if he did insult you or called you fat or whatever. You stab him? You stab your kid brother?
With a turkey?
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. As the father of a brand new baby boy, my second son, I realized a few days ago,
every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 and 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC.
Yeah. We even got the Christmas music out tonight. See, and we wanted to because, well, I'm just a big lovable softy when it comes to Christmas time.
Ah, humbug!
Yeah. All right, so we're talking about this very unfortunate holiday dinner that happened this last week where an Annapolis woman named Shaniqua, stabbed, 27-year-old, stabbed her 23-year-old younger brother because they disagreed about something, and now she's in jail, $1 million bond. If you're part of that family, how do you ever go forward? Like, do you invite both of the kids back to next year? Forget next year. That was Thanksgiving. You got Christmas right around the corner. If she's out by then,
right.
She's being held on $1 million bond. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one and speak with Heather, who's calling us from Fort Benning's, Georgia. Heather, are you there?
Yes, I am here in Fort Benning. Kind of reminds me of a dangling participle there. Okay, that was supposed to be.
Why do I feel like Stephen's going to live to regret that topic for the rest of his life?
Yeah.
Well, I posted on his fan page an explanation of what the dangling participle.
Oh, very good.
It's very in depth. So he should come away a little bit brain dead, but more knowledge. So
very good.
Thank you.
That dinner, it's gone back further. There's a lot more than just a disagreement. But my experience at one such occasion with my own brother, it wasn't a food fight where we threw food. He reached for my food, and I reached for his, and I got jabbed in the hand with a fork.
Yeah, but see, that's a little bit different, though it didn't feel any better, I'm sure.
No.
How old were you, Heather, when that took place?
Oh, 22.
Wow. Oh, how old was your brother?
23.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something about being in your 20s at holiday time, it just makes me glad I'm 40.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Heather. Hey, thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's just hilarious. Well, it's not hilarious. It's sad. But see, she's laughing about it now. You think Shaniqua and Deontay are ever going to be at the point where they're going to be laughing about this?
Well, we hope so.
Hey, bro, remember that time back in 2012 when I shoved the turkey fork into your neck?
And then you were held on $1 million bond?
Line three. Let's go to line three. Calling from Salt Lake City, Utah. Kevin is on the line with us. Line three. Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I just basically want to say the reason why we're seeing this increase in violence is sisters stabbing their brothers in the Niagara Forks and the mayhem that goes on at Black Friday. Is we're living in a culture that basically has killed God. And, you know, Nietzsche, when he talked about the God is dead, he basically said that, you know, it would lead to, you know, the kind of violence that we're seeing. You know, and also a culture that has embraced evolution.
Kevin, those are great observations. You know, we're up against the clock here. It's Baldwin McCullough.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.